Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, the bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. Sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born. But those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Day weekend. As we pay tribute to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms we have today. That was John Wayne with the history of taps. What do you think, Vogler Wagner?
I think it's great.
Incredible, wasn't it? This is your host, Ray I, here with Matty G and the Vogler Wagner. Wow. Here we are, big three-day weekend, and don't forget what this weekend is really all about. Got a great show lineup for you. Before I get into the show, I want to thank Shawnee and Cheryl down at Casey's in Hillsboro for the breakfast pizza. You should have seen the feeding frenzy in here this morning. Hey, I want to tell you guys something. On the way in this morning, I was flipping through the radio channels, of course, and it was cool to hear, you know, somebody else do the Pledge of Allegiance. I thought that was pretty cool. And then also the Lord's Prayer I heard this morning. That was good. But then I was flipping through the channels, and I was coming up 270, and the Star-Spangled Banner comes on, and the sun breaks about that time.
Wow.
It hits the hills on the left, and there's a giant American flag on a pole, and only the flag on the top of the pole is in the sunlight. Are you kidding me? It was unbelievable. That was so awesome. You know who we got on the show this week? Do you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not really.
No, I don't. I don't know.
You know, we're going to have the Indian Creek Shooting System boys on at the third segment here pretty quick. Stu, Mike. Uh-huh. And then we're going to go down. You're the one that found this, and this is pretty cool. Flint Lockridge. I told him when I talked to him on the phone, he ought to be a movie star or something with that name, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's the managing partner of Tamer Outdoors, creator of the Fence Devil, world's best no-climb barbed wire fence crossing tool. Y'all going to like this.
This is really
You're going to
cool.
like this. And then we got Linda Powell on. We finally captured Linda after her running all over the world, of course, right? We got a really, really full show. But this is our Memorial Day weekend show, of course, tribute. And we dedicate this show to all of the men and women women in uniform all across the world, especially those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. And with that, we're going to go out and into commercial with a ceremony and to pay tribute to America's fallen warriors. Need to take a break on this Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see y'all on the other side.